Hi, I'm Elizabeth Bushy, and you're listening to the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. This is summer 2007. It's June 22nd, and we've got a theme for you this time around, a theme of foolishness. We've got a story, a poem, and a song, so we hope you enjoy it. Thanks, as always, for listening, and here we go. This poem is called Wet Roses by Elizabeth Bushy. I will water my roses, but not my socks. I will not, I will not, I will not. I murmur this into my watering can as I trot to my gardening spot. I water them soggy. The ground gets all muddy. Now my toes are quite sodden and wet. I trudge back inside to get toweled off and dried. Well, at least my dear roses are set. It happens each time, a preventable crime. Let me think, let me search now for clues. I got up, filled the can, so far a good plan. Oh, wait, silly me, I need shoes. The next story is called Rainforest Tale. Once long ago there stood a rainforest, dappled with golden sunlight and deep green shade. The sweet, hot air was filled with birds so colorful they seemed to be rainbows with wings. The branches of these many trees were loaded with large, swaying leaves, and upon those branches were creatures that swung from branch to branch. Howler monkeys, loud and large, furry and brown, with long, graceful arms, and hands nearly human that never missed their mark. One howler monkey gripped the tree branches expertly like a circus acrobat until he found his favorite spot to sun himself. Ay, 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 the howler monkey yowled to his friend as he landed at last in his secret space. He had come to visit another rainforest dweller, the brightly colored red-eyed tree frog, who was as patient and wise as the howler monkey was speedy and foolish. How are you today, my good friend? The red-eyed tree frog answered quietly from his perch below. What a wonderful day, the howler monkey replied. I am so happy today that I am in the mood for mischief. And with that, the howler monkey pulled a piece of fruit from his tree and aimed his throw at a bright blue parrot whisking by. It missed, but the parrot turned an irritated glance back at the irritating monkey. Your jokes are not funny to anyone but you, howler monkey, warned the tree frog, blinking his large red eyes slowly. Have a care. Someday you may need the help of your forest friends. I am the funniest creature in the rainforest, laughed the howler monkey. I care not if no one else laughs. I amuse myself. The howler monkey picked another large ripe fruit and dropped it on the head of Serval passing below. The large cat nearly jumped out of its spots, gave a harsh yow, looked up and spoke gruffly to the monkey above. Have a care, howler monkey. Someday you may look for help from the other creatures in this forest. The howler monkey sniffed. You have no sense of humor, Serval cat. The red-eyed tree frog shook his head. You have much to learn, howler monkey. The howler monkey, annoyed and impatient with this scolding, turned to find a vine and make his way to a more interesting part of the forest. As he swung this way and that, he batted the large, colorful butterflies he found with his paws, knocking them into one another. The howler monkey laughed to watch them crash, then recover back into flight. As the flying, flower-like creatures collided one another, they called to the howler monkey in their tiny voices. Have a care, howler monkey. We may be small, but you may someday have a need for us. Here in the rainforest, we are all brothers and sisters. Why do you treat us so badly? Ugh, howled the monkey. Can no one in this forest take a joke? The howler monkey, now thoroughly in a foul mood, swung harder and faster away from his friends, away from the safety of his circle, his trees, the golden sunlight, and the dappled green shade. He did not notice that the shade grew less and less, or that the trees were growing fewer, for in his anger he noticed only that he had to swing just a bit harder to reach the next tree. Suddenly he realized a terrible thing. He had stumbled upon the enemy of all rainforest creatures, mankind. Even worse, he had come upon one of mankind's terrible machines, a giant steel contraption that spit smoke and a horrible smell, with rubber wheels, with gears and levers and glass windows. A man himself sat inside it, and the very worst thing of all was that he was using it to flatten the very trees that the howler monkey was swinging on. More men surrounded it, barking strange noises to each other, frightening away all other creatures except for the oblivious howler monkey. "Run, run away," thought the howler monkey, but he had run out of trees upon which to swing, and now, he thought, the men were looking upon him with greedy eyes, men, he had heard, who captured monkeys like him to take to zoos or worse. If only his rainforest friends were here to help him now. He began to howl in his loudest voice. The men covered their ears. His howling was louder even than the roar of the steel machine, louder even than the murmur of the men's voices, which hushed at the howling of the monkey. For a moment, everything was still, monkey, men, and machine. Without warning, the air was filled with butterflies. A giant swarm rushed from the rainforest and covered the air like a colored cloud, masking the faces of the men, shielding the glass of the machine. "Run, howler monkey, run!" "Have a care, howler monkey. We may be small, but you may someday have a need for us. Here in the rainforest, we are all brothers and sisters. Why do you treat us so badly?" "Ugh," howled the monkey. "Can no one in this forest take a joke?" The howler monkey, now thoroughly in a foul mood, swung harder and faster away from his friends, away from the safety of his circle, his trees, the golden sunlight, and the dappled green shade. He did not notice that the shade grew less and less, or that the trees were growing fewer. For in his anger, he noticed only that he had to swing just a bit harder to reach the next tree. Suddenly, he realized a terrible thing. He had stumbled upon the enemy of all rainforest creatures, mankind. Even worse, he had come upon one of mankind's terrible machines, a giant steel contraption that spit smoke and a horrible smell, with rubber wheels, with gears and levers and glass windows. A man himself sat inside it, and the very worst thing of all was that he was using it to flatten the very trees that the howler monkey was swinging on. More men surrounded it, barking strange noises to each other, frightening away all other creatures except for the oblivious howler monkey. "Run, run away," thought the howler monkey, but he had run out of trees upon which to swing, and now he saw the men were looking upon him with greedy eyes, men, he had heard, who captured monkeys like him to take to zoos or worse. If only his rainforest friends were here to help him now. He began to howl in his loudest voice. The men covered their ears. His howling was louder even than the roar of the steel machine, louder even than the murmur of the men's voices, which hushed at the howling of the monkey. For a moment, everything was still. Monkey, men, and machine. Without warning, the air was filled with butterflies. A giant swarm rushed from the rainforest and covered the air like a colored cloud, masking the faces of the men, shielding the glass of the machine. "Run, howler monkey, run," they cried in their tiny voices, and the howler monkey saw several of the little creatures swatted to the ground, and he was sad, but he obeyed. One man began to run after the howler monkey. But still the howler monkey ran, and the butterflies followed. Just as the man was about to lay his large hands on the howler monkey, the sandy, yellow, spotted serval cat pounced in between, baring his sharp teeth. The man backed up as quickly as he could. The serval snarled at him, and the man backed up a few steps more. "Run, howler monkey, run," said the serval. So the howler monkey ran, and the serval followed, and the butterflies followed him. And the man began to follow again, more carefully this time. But before he could gain too much ground, a blue parrot swooped in on him and pecked him hard on the head, then swooped back up into the sky. "Run, howler monkey, run," called the parrot. The man at last gave up under the weight of all these attacks, and the howler monkey was safe at last. He sat under his tree, panting with breathlessness, and the red-eyed tree frog clambered down slowly to sit next to him. "You were foolish to use your friends so badly, howler monkey," the red-eyed tree frog said quietly. "But I think now you know that." "I think now I do," said the howler monkey with the same quiet voice, which is terribly unusual for a howler monkey. Once the howler monkey caught his breath, he climbed his tree once more, picked the ripe, luscious fruit, and this time, instead of throwing it at his friends, tossed gentle pieces to his friends, which they caught gratefully in their open mouths and enjoyed. "Thank you, howler monkey," said the parrot, with a wink and a smile. "Thank you, howler monkey," said the butterflies. "Thank you, but no thank you," said the serval, who didn't care for fruit. "Just avoid dropping items on my head in the future, and we should get along nicely." "You have no fear of that from now on, my friend," the howler monkey howled back at him. The serval winked as only a cat can wink, and the red-eyed tree frog winked back. But the frog made sure he was a good distance away, for servals do not eat fruit, but they will attempt to eat a frog. The End. Story by Elizabeth Bushy. This song is called Meet My Dog, and it started out life as a poem, but I couldn't resist putting it to music, so here goes. This we'll wrap it up with Meet My Dog, my newest song.
Meet my dog, he's not too smart. Dog drives around in a shopping cart. Does my homework, gets earworms, forgets the words to my favorite song. Burns the toast at breakfast time, writes me poems, writes me poems, forgets them, writes me poems. He loves me though, he gets that right. We sleep together for every night. A big dumb dog, I love him, see, we all seem lovely.
Thanks for listening to the Inkless Tales podcast. You can enjoy more stories, poems, games, music, and more at www.inklesstales.com. I'm Elizabeth Bushy. Thanks so much for listening. You can email me at elizabeth@inklesstales.com, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again.